How you doing? It's your boy Chaplain Drew here on Let's Talk Chivalry. You know, the show that basically dispels the myth that men and women can't speak the same language in which to procreate. Listen, I just want you to know that, listen, whatever you're going through, God hears a fervent prayer. So let him know the desire of your heart and be sincere. Hey, listen, if you ever need me, I'm here for you. All in all, be encouraged, my friend. Peace. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Chivalry. This is Drew.
And this is Lee Anna.
And we want to welcome you guys back to another show. As you guys know, Let's Talk Chivalry basically talks about, how a male and a female can positively communicate in which to procreate. You know, we can do this.
We can do this
we
together.
We can do this. All right, so what is our topic this time around?
Drew? How do we bounce back after a failed marriage? Interesting topic.
That's a big topic. Okay. So how do we bounce? Is there like, you know, some kind of...
Well, to each his own, everyone has their own methods of doing it, but... Okay. Being through the whole process already, mm-hmm. I can tell you one thing. First and foremost, we need to be honest with ourselves. That's the first step that I had to take.
Okay.
I had to be honest with myself. And I'm telling you as well, you need to be honest with yourself. In that, it's not just the written documentation, the absolute decree or the bill of divorcement. Are you really divorced from your partner mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically? Are you really, really divorced from or separated or disconnected from that partner in that way? Mm-hmm. And these are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
Okay.
Because a lot of us tend to move on into other relationships that end up with the same demise as your first. Because you haven't dealt with the situation or you haven't dealt with the honesty part of it.
Okay.
What happened in the relationship?
All right. So let's recap. So the first thing, of course, we know that we have to go ahead and close that chapter. So we need to go ahead and take care of the legalities and, go to court, do all that, separate your property.
Absolutely.
Make sure we have, with the kids, we have kids involved. We got to go ahead and get the joint custody. Settlement set up in mediation. But once we got that stuff out of the way and we're by ourselves now, like you said, it needs to be a self-reflection, like the word says, where we understand, okay, all right, now that I've removed that part, I still need to emotionally, spiritually, and mentally remove myself from this person, separate myself from this person.
And that comes with a lot of self-introspection, where you begin to ask yourself some very serious and tough questions.
Right. And it takes time.
It does take time and it's, to me, it's a difficult process as well, because you're asking yourself, what went wrong? Right. Did I do something? What really happened? And this is where you are opening yourselves now to God, for Him to expose the things that you need to change.
Right.
And self introspection is a very important, and as you said before, it takes quite some time.
Take some time.
Don't give yourself a time limit or a time frame, a week, 2 weeks. Just be patient with the process, but you need to sit down yourself and ask yourself some questions. Even if you have to take a vacation, you need to get away from family, even your own children.
Right.
You need to do that,
okay,
because you have to get better.
Right.
You have to be better in order to be able to move forward, and for the sake of your children, to once there are children involved.
So let's talk about the children real quick. A lot of times, we go through the divorce and we're like, we're so focused on getting through the legalities of it, that a lot of times the kids fall through the cracks.
Exactly.
And I think it's very important that with the kids that we start seeking some counseling. I think it's very important that the kids get some form of counseling to help them get through it. I mean, come on, we as adults, a lot of times we fail to get counseling ourselves, and we see that we're going through stuff and we're feeling certain ways and we're reacting, mm-hmm. you know, getting easily agitated, and we overlook the fact that we need counseling. So I think more so kids who are innocent, you know, like I think you said before, how the kids start acting out. You know, you see them in school and they're acting out and, you know, they're misbehaving and talking out of terms and, you know, just really causing a ruckus because they don't know how to deal with it. It also happens with their weight. You see them start emotional eating.
Gaining weight.
All these red flags, you know. So I think
some
it's really important.
Some lose weight as well.
What is that one when they regurgitate, they force themselves to regurgitate? I can't remember, but yeah, where they kind of, you know, not anemic, but the ones where they, you know, they force themselves to regurgitate. Yeah. So you know, they have a lot of disorders now, eating disorders, and all these things that come from it, and it's all from an emotional, psychological thing, and so it affects your mental health, and it's important that the kids, they get help.
Yeah. It's quite obvious to understand and to know that mm-hmm. when you're going through something like this,
right.
you are too busy
right.
to even take care of your own kids. Sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, we go through anger, we go through pain, we mm-hmm. go through the sadness, right. we go through detachment right. and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, PTSD.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very serious area.
Yeah.
And we as parents go through a lot.
Yeah.
But we have to understand that mm-hmm. once there are kids involved, we have to bring balance and we have to bring structure. And we have to ensure that not just, mm-hmm. okay, I'm too busy for my children.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, I mean, even if, and I know from my experience, mm-hmm. I had to consult God directly.
Right.
He was my greatest counselor. And even what I did as well,
mm-hmm.
If I'm on the job, if I am in the grocery, if I receive any epiphany mm-hmm. or want to discuss something with myself,
right.
I take out my phone and I record. Mm. And this formed a sort of self-therapy for
mm-hmm.
myself
mm-hmm.
where I can thrash out issues
right.
while recording
mm-hmm.
and have that in a place where I can always listen to it over and over
right.
again. And then when I go to my child,
mm-hmm.
That child is going to see a balanced me. And that is what I believe we have to ensure.
I like how you said that, because I think we take that and run with it. Let's go a step further.
Mm.
If we, the word says, write the vision and make it plain.
Make it plain.
So I think that but whether you record it or you write it down, I think you need to kind of write what you're feeling, how you're feeling, what you're going through right now. And then also write down, you know, where you want to be at, you know, your relationship goals, you know, just reevaluate your whole life. Because a lot of times you can get discombobulated with being intertwined with someone, so you kind of lose your identity. So I think it's good to kind of sit down and reexamine yourself and start writing out short-term, long-term goals. And start getting to know yourself again and getting back your compass
in
life. Because like I said, it's trauma. You have those who even go through domestic violence.
Yeah.
And even though they've left the abuser, it still has left trauma, lasting in trauma on them and on the kids. Because even with the kids may just be secondary where they're just watching it, but it still has an effect on them.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, like I said, you need counseling, but you also need to self-reflect and actually write these things down and come to grips. I think a lot of times we can't really fix issues until we come to grips that we have an issue.
Be honest with yourself.
We have to identify those issues that we have. And then from there, we can kind of, you know, seek help. And then once we write these things down, even start in a journal, write down where you're at and how you're feeling.
Absolutely.
You know, today I felt like this. I felt, you know, kind of lonely, or I felt overwhelmed, or I'm feeling some form of anxiety or whatever. And then boom, you know, a year down the line, you know, I feel so much good. I feel so positive. You can look back and reflect and see where you've came from. And I think it's really good to write that down.
As well as that, I just need to add one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good support system around
mm-hmm.
you. My mother
mm-hmm.
was one of my biggest supporters,
mm-hmm.
and she really had my back.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me to persevere
mm-hmm.
Even further.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think without that healthy support system,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I would have reached this far. So mm-hmm. you need to surround yourself with a very good, solid, foundational support system to help you with the children.
Viewers, when she said mom, she was thinking about the food, okay? That healthy
cassava support
system. All right, but okay, so with that said, it triggered me to start thinking about before now. So now we got to the point to where we got through the court system. We started to self-reflect, writing ideas, long-term, short-term goals. We started getting counseling with the kids, counseling for ourselves. And now we're starting to get to the point to where now we feel that we can move forward.
Hmm.
But before we move forward, one thing we have to also look into is we have to be able to qualify a mate.
Serious.
So what are some things? What are the attributes we talk about when we qualify?
Mentally. Yeah. Mentally.
So we want to have mental, spiritual,
physical, emotional,
and emotional connection.
Yeah.
So you know when we qualifying someone, these are some foundations we came up with from our experience that it's best to have these foundations set up. If you don't have these four connections with a person as a foundation, it's not an end-all, cure-all, then it's kind of hard to move forward. Think of it like this. If you look at it like a car, okay? You know, you need four wheels on a car. If you have one flat tire, it's hard to move forward.
Correct. Okay?
If you have two flat tires, you might as well just leave the car.
Leave the car alone.
So it's the same thing. You know, you need to have all four of these connections as a foundation for a relationship moving forward. Don't try to omit them. Now, yes, they're just like a tire. They're not going to all be inflated at the same PSI. But still, you need to have enough to move forward. Okay, you can't omit one wheel. You can't omit one of the connections. You have to be connected on all four. So now we know how to qualify for the most part.
Mm.
You know, now we can start looking forward to moving forward with our life and have a wholesome relationship with someone. But before we even go there, we have to make sure we understand that we're good. You know, you can't look for happiness in someone else.
Yes.
And I think that's a lot of times we made that mistake.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you ain't making me happy. You know, that's not how it works. You need to make yourself happy. And
yes,
now that
absolutely.
I'm making myself happy and you're making yourself happy, we can come together and
yes.
bring our happiness together.
Yes.
You know, but we have a lot of people who have, you know, who deal with anxiety and depression and things that they need to deal with. And that's back to spending time with yourself and being honest with yourself. You know, a lot of times we have things that we're going through and we are not honest with ourselves. You know, if we can't be honest and identify what issues we have, then there's no way for us to really fix that and overcome that. So I think that's where we need to get with that. Okay?
I agree. Absolutely, my dear.
So, now let's recap. So we talked about, you know, getting back on your feet from a bad relationship or from
marriage.
A failed relationship or from divorce. And we know that we, you know, a lot of times, some people, you know, it's funny. A lot of times they have some people who just don't want to deal with it. So they stay married and they just, you know, I guess, quote unquote, separate. So it's like, if I don't see you, if I don't hear you, then you just go away. I think we need to really just deal with it.
Yes.
You know, you can't just act like the person doesn't exist. You're not connected to this person.
Exactly.
You know, but I think we need to just deal with it. I think it also, another thought I crossed my mind before, you know, on a spiritual level, you know, even though you've disconnected with all these other things, you really need to pray to God and disconnect that spiritual connection you have with that person. You know, that covering. You really need to get, you know, fasting and praying and ask God to remove that connection, because the thing is, you can't move forward if you're holding on to your past. You know,
exactly.
you got to let that go. And also on a spiritual level, you need to let go of that spiritual connection. To be honest, even in any relationship, moving on to any relationship, you need to break them soul ties. You need to pray about
disconnect yourself and
get it all for you. And even though we're laughing and saying it lightly,
it's a serious
thing. We really need to pray about that and shake that off of you. But I think we did pretty good about covering all the aspects of you know, from getting through,
being honest,
self-introspection,
start to do the rebuilding process,
taking care of the kids, making sure the kids are okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Another thing I think we need to talk about also with the co-parenting. We need to talk about the co-parenting because a lot of times, you know, it takes a lot of maturity and patience, because if you coming from a relationship where you guys didn't really see eye to eye,
it's going to be a difficult process. So communication is the foundational piece.
It's the foundation.
With both parties. Mm-hmm. You have to ensure that both parties are on the same page.
Right.
Communication between two parties, even if you need a mediator,
right,
somebody to come in between and establish what it is.
Right.
It usually happens during the divorce period, but there are still some things that may not be answered that you still need to resolve between parties.
Right.
So you need that form of communication as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we did pretty good to cover it.
Yeah.
Woo.
And there's another one too concerning the children.
Mm-hmm.
You have to communicate with the children as well.
Mm.
Be honest with them, because yes, they go through the traumas that we would have explained in previous times, but they need to know what's happening with the mommy and daddy,
right,
and how things are going to be from now going forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times we hear a lot of lies being told to these children.
Right.
Oh, daddy is dead, or something has happened, some great lie.
Yeah.
And the child grows up thinking one thing when it's another.
And the false pretense.
So we have to understand that we have to communicate honestly with our children.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't tell them something now because they're too young, then we wait until they are able to accept what we have to tell them. So make sure that communication process is strong with the both parties. Make sure that you have a very strong communication with your children concerning the issue. If you have to bring somebody in the middle, a mediator, you do that. And of course your support team as well.
You know what, it's funny, you mentioned about being honest with the kids. And do you think it's more of an age? Because I know you said sometimes you may have to wait later on. So let's give me this. I'm just throwing a scenario out there. So you have a scenario to where the father have left. He left the mom. So the mom finally, after a couple of years, finally went and got the divorce finalized. But the mother wanted the father to save face, so never told the child that you know dad just up and left, just you got up one morning and just left, he was gone. Do you think that's something that you should really just come out and be forefront with the child and tell them right up front, or is that something that you kind of, you know, based on the age and the maturity level of the child, you break that to the child?
I believe based on the age and maturity level of the child, you would understand what the child would understand at their age.
Right.
So you will know what level of information that needs to be put out there.
Right.
Again, you're not going to lie to your children, but you're going to hold back the information as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of time, you begin to reveal bit by bit what really happened.
Because I ask that because I know that there are children who are dealing with abandonment issues, you know, where they've been abandoned by either one of the parents, and you know, it really affects them moving forward in their adult life with relationships.
It does.
You know?
It does. And that is why we really have to be careful what we do now in their early stage of living, because everything that happens in their early stages of life
affects them
later on. We all know that.
Right. Well, this was definitely an interesting topic that we came up today talking about bouncing back from divorce and failed relationships. And we just want to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer real quick. You want to go ahead and close this out?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this message that you have allowed us to share with those listening viewers.
Yes.
Father, we thank you so much, and we pray, God, that you will mend broken relationships, mend broken homes, oh God. Father, let your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding break through in homes right now, Lord.
Yes.
Father God. My God, you just take control over our families. My Lord, bind us around with cords of love that cannot be broken.
Yes.
My Lord, establish a strong foundation with families. You know what is taking place, God. And we commend everything into your hand. Every marriage, every failed marriages, every relationship, Jesus, yes, every failed relationship, mm, Lord God. Father, you know we go through these things.
Yes.
And we commend it into your hands. We commend families into your hands. Mm. You take control, oh God, mm, and have your way, Lord. Let your perfect peace reign, oh God. Mend things that were broken, oh God. Let forgiveness come into play, Lord. Yes. My God, have your way.
Yes.
We give you only all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, amen.
Lord. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus'
name, amen. Thank you, God.
Hey, once again, we want to thank you guys for watching Let's Talk Chivalry. Once again, I'm your host, Drew.
And I am Lee Anna.
And we'll see you next time. All right, take care. God bless. How you doing? It's your boy, Drew Hines from Let's Talk Chivalry. Listen, if you would like to be a guest on our show, just let us know. Let's Talk Chivalry.